Kmart just started at a clock. He sets up with the 99 of 9 setup. Dogs behind the trap, very standard. Kind of interesting because Kmart in the old days would do anything to be different just to provoke a fight. Oh, and Chesingo does the 99 of 9 setup as well, except with cats behind the trap. So that silver can race, there would be an option for a symmetrical race if that's what both players want, because silver has the cats behind the trap. But T. Merton is not in a racing mood. He just moves forward both of his horses and his elephant too. Very solid opening, somewhat passive. And Chesingo, even though Chesingo is silver, he advances his elephant 3, a little bit more aggressive, and leaves his horse off of the B6 square, advancing only one horse. T. Merton is blitzing, as usual, only 13 seconds for that move. Pulls out Chesingo's camel. It's not really a serious threat to the camel. That's very easy for Chesingo to counter, but now Chesingo will have to occupy B6 with his other horse and do something about his camel. He'll presumably move his camel over into the F6 trap. In the F6 trap, it's quite safe. The only disadvantage there is that the camel has already been taken off of the western wing, making it easier for Gold to attack with a horse up the B file. And, oh, but Chesingo is not waiting for P. Mertens to attack up the B file. He goes up the G file with his horse. He wants the action to be, he wants to force the action. Now, P. Mertens on 4G. P. Mertens did not move the camel in the vicinity. That's interesting. He might have immediately said, well, if Chesingo is going to advance the horse, I want my camel on that side. Now, Chesingo can put his elephant on the E3 square. On the E3 square, it makes it somewhat harder for P. Mertens' camel to switch wings, and then he can go ahead and continue to advance that horse, saying, you know what? I don't care. I'm not scared that your elephant is there taking it hostage. I don't mind elephant holding my horse hostage. The only thing I mind is camel holding my horse hostage. So Chesingo advances his horse more again. He says he's not scared. Well, he would be scared of the gold camel, and the gold camel may come around to try and chase it away. But in the meantime, Chesingo will have gotten a rabbit hole. So even though Chesingo is silver, Chesingo may already have won the opening. Okay. P. Mertens does not want that rabbit pulled. He is taking that horse hostage. Now, so he doesn't concede the rabbit pull as a disadvantage, but he is in some danger here because he's not threatening to frame that horse without any help. It's going to be somewhat difficult for him to get his camel over so his camel can help frame that horse. Especially with Chesingo now on 5S, puts his puts his elephant on the E3 square as predicted and continues to advance his pieces. P. Mertens here, the only thing he can really play for is to play for a horse frame. And the only way he can get a horse frame is to get his camel over there. But how can he get his camel over to help with the horse frame without it being flipped out into the open, or without something else being flipped into the open? So, for example, on 6G, if P. Mertens plays dog into the F3 trap and brings his camel over to F2, then Chesingo would be able to flip out the dog. P. Mertens just gives up on it, gives up on framing the horse, and says he pushes the horse back on 6G. So he's saying, I'm not even playing for an advantage. I think that position I had was a disadvantage, and I'm just trying to get out of it. Chesingo could now, on 6S, bring his elephant over to the G4 square and hemming in the gold elephant, and also incidentally threatening to flip out the G3 horse to G5, where his camel is waiting. So the elephant on E3 is no longer serving the purpose it was before. He doesn't need to prevent a camel crossing anymore, so he can get active with that elephant again. I think that's probably, the only other plan I see immediately would be going after the camel pull, but that can be fairly easily avoided. So I think it's somewhat sharper to bring the elephant out to G4. Also on G4, the gold elephant, it's not clear what the gold elephant wants to do or how he's going to get out of that pickle. Although it's not, it may not be easy to take advantage of it. Justin goes thinking for some time about this. Maybe he's trying to think about the possibility of getting a rabbit pull by putting his elephant into the F2 square. On F2, the danger is that it could be blockaded, but I think to blockade it on the western side would take 3 steps, and it would take more than 1 step. Yes, so I think he actually can come into into the F2 square. Maybe the F2 square is what Chessengo is thinking about in order to get a rabbit pull rather than coming out on top to threaten to flip the horse like I was suggesting. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I just don't see. So, elephant to C2. In a world championship game, once in the qualifying of a world championship, I let my elephant be blockaded by P. Mertens. It was embarrassing. And so this is one where you really want to double check and make sure. If he's considering putting his elephant on F2, he has to be very, very sure it won't be blockaded there. But it seems that with only 4 steps, Gould has to leave it so that Chessengo would be able to push out either to G3 or to E3. No, after 2 minutes and 46 seconds, after the longest think of the game, Chessengo goes with my first suggestion, which is to put the elephant on G4, and he uses the 4th step to advance the dog. Like he expects it to get somewhat wild here. Okay, P. Mertens retakes the horse hostage, and it's not clear what Chessengo can do, but P. Mertens is not really threatening anything here. He is just, I think, trying to avoid getting hurt. That horse cannot be flipped, cannot be pulled into the trap. Of course, he's threatening to take the horse. So Chessengo at least has to put his elephant on F4, if not on E3. On the other hand, it's not quite clear to me how Chessengo intends to make progress. Even though he could defend from F4 or E3, okay, so he's beginning to advance his camel behind his horse. I'm not quite sure what that's going to do. Maybe what he's threatening here is just a general swarm. He says, okay, you've taken my horse hostage, and once I get my pieces far enough advanced, I'm just going to swarm you. So P. Mertens flips the horse into the trap. The horse can run away, in fact, but maybe that's just all that P. Mertens wanted, was for the horse to run away. Oh, Chessengo sees a much stronger move. He was able to push out the back into the F2 square. He moved very quickly before I'd even seen the move. So now P. Mertens is in a pickle, has a serious threat here, and the only way he can respond to that is to get his camel to attack that horse. But the dog on E2 is in the way of attacking the horse on F2. I would suggest something like clearing out those little pieces from behind, like the dog on C2 to C3, the rabbit from C1 to C2, cat over to C1, and maybe the other cat over as well. From E1 to D1, threatening to get that. Oh, and P. Mertens moves away with the camel. Now, when we first had these elephant horse attacks, and this is going way back to 2005, when the elephant horse attacks started to just be popular at all, and we had no idea what's the deal with an elephant horse attack, what should you do about it, how should you stop it, we were just thinking, well, one idea was try to frame the horse just with the elephant. Turns out that was a wrong idea. It's not powerful enough to frame it just with the elephant. The elephant and two horses, perhaps, but not the elephant and one horse. So the, another idea we had, oh, and Chesson goes playing very cautiously there by flipping the rabbit from F1 to, oh, P. Martin takes the horse hostage on 10G. I'm sure Chesson will immediately reoccupy that square behind the trap with his dog. And he does another step with the rabbit. Swarm is coming. So to get back to what I was saying before, that control of that trap, the elephant and a horse in the region are not strong enough by themselves to frame the horse. So framing the horse is not an option without more help. It occurred to us that, well, hey, maybe there's another strategy. As long as these elephants are deadlocked around this trap, the camel, my camel, can go rampage in the opposite corner. And so let's just send the camel out. In this case, send the camel out to C6. And it can do damage around the C6 trap while we have this deadlock around the F3 trap. That was what we thought maybe was a possibility in 2005. Faulkland, who was trying to program bomb to deal with the elephant horse attacks, Faulkland actually programmed bomb to do just that. When there was a horse hostage and an elephant deadlock around one trap, send the camel out to the diagonally opposite trap. Well, we didn't know at the time, but we learned by experience that's the wrong strategy. That doesn't work. The camel, there are a couple things wrong with it. One is that the camel could simply be opposed by its counterpart camel. Another thing is that it's definitely in some danger of the elephant leaving the trap. The elephant that's in the deadlock, the silver elephant in this case, going to chase the gold camel if it's up around F3. So it's difficult, it's dicey, it wasn't fast enough. It turns out that the strategy for dealing with an elephant horse attack, and I think this is generally accepted by everyone, the strategy is to try to frame that horse. You have to try to frame that horse. And in order to try and frame that horse, you must have the camel or the a second horse there to help you try and frame that horse. Now, you can see 11S, Chesson Go advances again. You can see the silver swarm coming. And in fact, Chesson Go used his camel. Let's see, he used his camel to push back the rabbit. He wants that gold horse stuck inside the swarm. So the silver swarm is coming. It's not subtle. I mean, he's just going to advance all his pieces on that side and crush the gold elephant. But what can gold do about it? If you're P. Mertens now, here on 12G, you're thinking, what am I going to do to stop this swarm that's coming? Yeah, it's going to take 4 or 5 moves before the swarm is complete, but what can I do? And the answer is almost nothing. I mean, strategically, P. Mertens is just about whipped. Right here, only 11 moves into the game, and gold is essentially out of options. I mean, has almost nothing to do here. He must activate the camel somehow. Oh, now he decides to bring the camel through 12G. It looks like he's going to try and bring the camel around through. That rabbit that's in the way on E2 is going to make it take longer, because now for the camel to get in there, the camel is going to have to come around by way of E1. But at least that's what he's doing. And he chose to do that rather than to activate his camel and send his camel out after the C6 trap. And I think that's the right play. But if we go back and look on 9G, P. Mertens moved his camel away from the horse, which I think was the wrong idea. Or maybe he just was planning to move his camel across and just didn't see that P. Mertens could flip, that Chesson Go could flip the rabbit into the hole on 9S. So anyway, 12S, the swarm continues. Just bringing pieces forward as fast as he can. Now, that rabbit on H4 is doing a very good job to hold in the rabbit on H3, although to really hold that in, it requires yet a piece on F4 as well. Otherwise, the elephant could step to F4, pull the silver rabbit to F4, and put out the gold rabbit to G4 and H4. It's a minor detail, but in fact, you can't even get that one square extra of space. So, P. Mertens has moved the rabbit out of the way so that his camel can get through, but it's arriving somewhat slowly. Now that the silver dog, because 13S, chess and go occupied the F3 trap, so that his dog cannot be pushed back into the F3 trap. Now, I don't quite see that Chessingo will be able to prevent the gold camel from eventually taking the C2 square. But even if the camel takes the C2 square, the swarm may be far enough advanced. Look, silver, right now I'm looking at 14G, but for 14S, if it were silver's move, silver could take 4 steps and complete the smother of the gold elephant. So, P. Mertens must have seen what I saw. Saw that silver had gotten 4 steps from the smother already, and he just bailed with his elephant. So now, Chessingo can retake the G3 square, even possibly threatening to frame something in the C3 trap. But in any event, has reached a situation where now his elephant is free to leave that trap. The gold elephant cannot leave the C3 trap without silver making captures. He's already got even a rabbit up there. Not only making captures, but pretty soon reaching gold. So if the gold elephant leaves that quadrant, it's a catastrophe. The silver elephant, on the other hand, is not obliged to leave that quadrant. The silver elephant is not obliged to stay in that quadrant. The silver elephant has the freedom to leave. So I expect here on 14S that... move has already been made. Chessingo puts his rabbit back onto H4 in order to keep the rabbit on H3 in. The idea here is to keep the gold horse from participating in the trap control fight. He doesn't want the gold horse to retake either C2 or, either F2 or G3. So that gold horse is out of it on H2. Held in by the rabbit on H3. So now, the last two steps of 14S were rather interesting. I think Chessingo doesn't want P. Mertens' camel to cross over, participate in the fight. So he did that in order to prevent it. It also has the secondary, P. Mertens retreated the camel for one step, and then did a 3-for-1 reversible with the other three, pulling the H4 rabbit to G4, Chessingo will surely just use one step to get it back on the other side. Now, it's interesting, how will Chessingo try to make progress here? He's got a favorable situation, but will he push that rabbit out? He may want the rabbit that he has now on E3. He may want that for a captured threat, or he may try to consolidate the position. I actually think a stronger move on 15S would be to try to consolidate the position with another small piece. Rather than using the camel is helping hold in this deadlock, start shifting the camel over to the other wing. The camel will be the strongest free piece on the other wing. The gold elephant will not be able to chase the silver camel over into the west. So I would suggest maybe, in addition to moving the rabbit back to H4, pulling up another rabbit. Or, heck, just move the H8 rabbit all the way up to H4. Nope. So Chesterfield partially agrees with me. He's interested in getting the Silver Camel over to the west, but he decided to go for a frame, framed the Gold Rabbit. Now that strikes me as a little bit strange because the Gold Camel will definitely be able to break the frame. I don't see how Chess and Go could stop that frame from eventually being broken. So I'm not quite positive about that decision, but I do like the other steps of Chess and Go's move. Now Chess and Go, to be consistent here, on move 16S, will again drop his elephant into the E2 square to prevent the camel crossing. And with three other steps, he could advance his rabbit from G6 to G5, unfreezing the camel, which can go another step west. And then, why not? Let's move the rabbit even one more step. Yes, I called it. I read the mind of Chess and Go.
That's good. Go ahead with your commentary. I'm just laughing. Sorry about that.
So now that deadlock has been cemented. Now one thing that I'm curious about here is whether P. Mertens will try for a blockade of Chess and Go's elephant. Use his elephant to blockade Chess and Go's elephant. Doesn't look very strong, but P. Mertens tends to think in terms of blockades. He tends to like blockades. Another thing he could do is even rotate his rabbit out of the trap. He could move his dog or camel into the E3 square, elephant to E4, and rabbit to F4. I don't know that that buys him anything in the long term, but it does, you know, attempt to free the position without losing any material. This is quite a difficult position. I mean, it's strategically won. P. Mertens does as I suggested, rotating that out. Now, Chess and Go.
He could frame the dog, couldn't he?
Could frame the dog, but the camel can immediately break the frame. So, and then the camel has gotten there holding the dog and the horse hostage.
Right.
So I think he would rather not do that. One possibility for Chess and Go is to move one of his dogs or through the trap, maybe the C2 dog to C4, threatening the rabbit, trying to get a material gain, and also saying to the gold elephant, hey, you're not retaining control of this trap without the elephant. The gold elephant is not permitted to leave. And so Chess and Go has to fight and make sure that the elephant stays stuck there. Now, pushing the rabbit out not only threatens to win the rabbit, pushing the rabbit to C5 with the C2 dog, it also, you know, creates some kind of threat, like that wing is a little loose, there's that hole on G8, but I think it's not too risky. He moves it with the other dog. And so I was close.
And advances that rabbit, which I think makes it even more dangerous.
That's a very good point. I hadn't even been thinking about the goal yet. But that rabbit is all that's necessary on G3 because there's a rabbit on H3 because of that earlier very clever move by Chess and Go to hold in the gold horse on H2. That made it so that H3 is only a rabbit and G3 can be held by only a rabbit. P. Mertens is definitely having some troubles here. Now, if he pushes the dog over, let's say he wants to save his rabbit. Okay, in fact, he didn't save his rabbit because the dog is not frozen. On 18S, the silver dog could just capture the rabbit. That would be something that I would be very tempted to do because I'm thinking, oh no, I don't want to allow any chance of goal. But Chess and Go doesn't think that way. He's more likely to just block it and try to maintain the situation. They say block it with his cat on G6 and then just maintain the situation where the gold camel cannot come over and break the frame. If it weren't such a dicey situation, I mean, there may be a goal threat here, but absent the goal threat, what Silver would love to do here is to just push out the gold camel. and show off his strategic advantage. His strategic advantage is the silver elephant can leave the contested trap. The gold elephant can't leave the contested trap. So he could take advantage of that. You know, he was taunting with the camel before, saying, I'm just going to move the silver camel over to the west, and you can't do anything about it, gold elephant, because you can't afford to leave. Now I can do the flip side and say, I can chase your camel. Silver elephant can push out the gold camel, push it out to D4, and attempt to get it off sides. No, he's going for the material gain. Okay, very interesting. So now the gold camel now can finally do what it wants to do and get into the C2 square. That has become an option when it wasn't an option before. But doing so would lose a whole dog. So I don't think P. Mertens is going to do that on 19G. On 19G, P. Mertens probably would just shoot his elephant in order to bring forward, in order to get his rabbit over to H5 out of danger, his dog back to E4 out of danger, and then come back with his elephant. So he can keep everything safe, and then the threat to bring the camel in is still going to be there next turn. Otherwise, well, so he sure helps his position if he moves his camel over, unfreezes it with a cat, and then takes the silver dog hostage, or pushes the silver dog into the trap, either one. That would certainly help gold positionally, but it would cost the dog.
So most likely he's just going to try to save the pieces right now on this next move, and you think?
That's what I would do, and that's what you would do, but P. Mertens is a wild and crazy man. He's probably
kind of unpredictable.
Can I get a gold threat? Can I take advantage of that advanced rabbit in order to even threaten gold? Even, for example, let's say move the elephant to C5, elephant to F5, rabbit to G6, which establishes a goal threat, a four-step goal threat, then move his camel and cat over, threatening to help with that trap.
Right.
Saying, okay, I'm going to put my camel where you can take it, but you can't take it because I've got a four-step goal threat.
Oh, yeah.
So knowing P. Mertens, he's trying to do something often, trying to do something crazy. He's not going to just try and keep his pieces safe. And notice also, this is his longest thing in the game.
Right,
he's already thought for over 2 minutes. He normally moves just, you know, in 15 or 30 seconds.
Oh, so let the dog go.
So I predict Chessengo will not only will take the dog, but will also take it with the camel on the rabbit side. Yes. And he does take it on the rabbit side, threatening to just come back with the camel the other way. Okay. So that stops any counterplay. He's up a clear dog. Positionally now, though, he's up the whole dog, but the gold camel is where it wants to be. So the positional objective was very valuable. Maybe not worth the whole dog. Oh, and the camel flipped the silver horse, which is creative to help fight for trap control, but I think Chessengo will simply advance his rabbit and dog into the breach to once again prevent the gold horse from getting into the trap control fight. In fact, he might even go so far as to advance his rabbit into the hole on G2, dog behind it. Oh, he did the horse behind it. Okay, that was a better move than I was considering, because it keeps everything locked up on that side. Yeah, I think Chessengo, and then he had two additional steps to advance a rabbit there. So it wasn't quite a 4-2 reversible, but it was close to it. Okay, so now with P. Mertens flipping the rabbit in, now Chessengo really can undo the position. He can put his horse back there and rabbit back over where it was, and has gained four steps in the meantime. T. Mertens took four steps twice. Chesnago can undo it with two steps twice and just keep advancing. Okay, position is looking very solid now. I think that if Chesnago wants to include his horse in the fight, he's going to have to do something a little bit different than he's done so far. So he, 22G was creative to pull the rabbit into the trap. The dog, however, can advance. And because of the moves he made earlier, there are rabbits backing it up. So on 22S, Chesnago can push the rabbit back to H3 and even advance his two rabbits in to fill the hole, to keep it all locked up there.
Do you think that any chance Chesnago might want to capture that advanced rabbit on this move?
I don't think he would capture the advanced rabbit on this move, and the reason I don't think so is because he doesn't want that H2 horse to come through.
Ah, okay.
He wants to continue to block up that H2 horse. At least that's how he's been playing so far. So if that H2 horse gets free, then Gold has regained control of the trap there. I mean, look at it. He's already got a rabbit frame. Oh, and he did, as I suggested, advancing the rabbit. So continuing to keep it locked up, continuing to fight for that trap. So I'm not quite sure here. I think that now P. Mertens might fight for that rabbit, or he might continue with just for consistency here, he might flip the rabbit out of F3, flip it to F5. This is part of the trap control fight, part of the same fight of trying to get his horse free. But that isn't very strong. I think then Chesnago could afford to just take the rabbit, would have time to do that.
Now, if Gold was to get a piece over on D2, couldn't he temporarily at least free up his elephant, because it wouldn't allow for an immediate capture of the camel?
A piece on D2. Oh, I see. If he were to build a phalanx on D2.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. At the moment, I would say that the silver elephant is more free than the gold elephant. But yeah, building a phalanx is good to get some mobility, even if it's temporary. So Gold could build that phalanx. Now, the long-term prospect of, you know, Gold is fighting for control of that trap. And he wants to make it so that the silver elephant can't leave and the gold elephant can leave. And he needs more help. He took so long to get his camel into the F2 square that the swarm was very well advanced. So, you know, the difference between doing it on 9G versus doing it, starting to do it on 12G, just gave that much more time. It still looks pretty bleak. I mean, I'd have to say that positionally, even apart from the fact that gold is silver is ahead by a dog, now, so P. Mertens flipped out a rabbit, but not the one I was expecting. That's interesting. So he flips the rabbit from G4 to E4. 23S, I think now Chesnago can afford to take that last rabbit, and not only can afford to, but should, before that becomes a serious counter threat. It's not obvious how P. Mertens is going to make the position better. But the camel should take the rabbit. Here's a subtle point. The camel should take the rabbit, ending with the camel on F5. If the camel doesn't end on F5, P. Mertens can slip out the F3 rabbit to F5, which is a significant blow in the fight for trap control. Okay, I was right about the rabbit capture, not right about the ending square. I think P. Mertens quickly now flips out the other rabbit. As part of the fight, an alternative move that he could consider is getting his rabbit H3 rabbit to H4, using his elephant to pull rabbit H4 to G4, and then advancing the gold rabbit from H3 to H4. If that happens, I predict the camel will come and sit on it. Well, in fact, maybe just for that reason alone, it was better for Chesingo to take in the direction that he did take. So if Silver has the time, he's going to be really eager to bring up even more little pieces on the west. Oh, and Omar, your move has been taken. P. Merton set up the phalanx to get some kind of ability for his elephant to leave. I think Chesingo will quickly bring another piece up to help cement that deadlock, help strengthen his position. Perhaps the cat, I don't know. Maybe the rabbit. And then, you know, he still has a hope or a goal, perhaps, of getting his camel over to the west. But the gold elephant is now slightly free. Now, notice if the gold elephant leaves, in spite of that phalanx, if the gold elephant leaves, the silver dog can retreat one step to G4, and the silver rabbit can go from F3 to G3. So opening up the hole, and the elephant will just have to run right back. And there will be nothing. The camel will be exposed. There will be nothing it can do. So there's really not that much mobility for the gold elephant. But there is a problem here that silver needs to be aware of, and that's that H3 rabbit coming to H4. Oh, okay, so he did it voluntarily. Now that's kind of interesting. P. Mertens can do a 4-for-2 reversible, pulling the silver rabbit into the trap if he wants. He did that kind of thing before. I'm really quite surprised that Chesingo on 24S didn't think he needed another piece advanced. And just optically, it looks like he's giving more space. A possible move here now by P. Mertens is, because he's gotten that extra space, because Chesingo gave it to him, 25G, the gold camel can move into the trap, pulling the horse behind it to F2, so that temporarily, you know, giving more room, but then the gold horse gets from H2 over to G2. Oh, you should have done it. Okay, P. Mertens, I think, missed it. By not getting his horse on 25G, not getting his horse from H2 to G2. So now, with that dog in the trap, Chesingo can't repeat now. He can't pull that rabbit backwards and the horse and the dog over, so it's not a 4-2 reversible. But now he's got a different way of clearing the trap. If the gold elephant leaves, the silver dog can just retreat to F4. Doesn't have to, I mean, it's real easy to open up a trap for a capture. So that little exchange actually made it easier. I think P. Mertens missed a really good shot at regaining some trap control on 25G, using that space, you know, that Chesingo had temporarily opened a space on the F3 trap. The camel could have gone into that space, pulling over the silver horse, following with the gold horse, and then maybe the fourth move, rabbit advanced to D3 to prevent the silver elephant from pulling out the gold camel. So now, again, I recommend... Oh, I'm very surprised at that move. Once again, on 25S, Chesingo opens some space. Now, that space could be fatal, because... once again, the horse can get in the action. The camel can come into the trap, bringing the horse out to contest the trap. I think Chesingo has decided, you know, that he doesn't need any more.
Wow.
Very interesting. I think that Chesingo is not in any trouble here, because, he has two options. On 26S, he can dive through immediately with his horse. He could do the attack that he was planning, which is why he made his... Oh, and he did it. And just figure he has enough small pieces around there to contest the trap for a while. Now, Chesingo will probably move the horse away for one step and push through with the camel for the other three steps. Sorry, P. Mertens will... P. Mertens only needs three steps to push his camel forward into the F4 square, and then that leaves one step for him to get his horse away. And that getting a horse away is a very important step for that fourth step, because then it will leave silver with only a four-step capture. If silver had a three-step capture, he could take the three-step capture and re-defend the F3 trap. But if the horse moves away, then silver has only four-step captures, so he cannot make a capture and defend his trap again. I don't see a plausible line here for gold to instead defend the C3 trap. I mean, he could, you know, move his horse out to the C4 square and rabbit to B3, defending the trap. Well, if he does that, then Chessengo can immediately push the C4 horse to C5. So it's really, it doesn't buy him anything. I think he has to accept sort of this capture trap control race, even though it's a losing capture trap control race. He could even consider, I should say, on 27G, pushing through his camel to C4 and moving his cat over pushing his camel through to F4 and moving his cat over to F2. That would also save his horse, because it would require two steps for gold, for silver to retake the C2 square. I think Chessengo is in a better position, but, you know, this just shows the difference between Chessengo and myself. Chessengo sees, well, I can get in a fight, I can get in a racing kind of game here. I'm taking control. Oh my goodness. 27G, P. Mertens pulls a rabbit into the trap.
Which I think that makes it safer so that his camel won't be as vulnerable. Right?
It makes the trap safer, but it doesn't threaten anything. He's not threatening to regain control of that trap at all. So the control fight is over, right? So he's not threatening anything over there. Great, now the gold elephant can leave. He made the trap safer so the gold elephant can leave. But he lost the gold dog, threatening anything in the meantime. He's just Chessengo, you know, offered a winning race. And what P. Mertens did was, I said, I'm not even going to race. I'm just going to lose that dog so that I can what? So that I can get my elephant over in a deadlock on the other trap. So it's really very, very grim. You know, lost another dog and doesn't even have a race. I mean, P. Mertens, rather than what he has now, P. Mertens would rather have a losing race, because a losing race, at least you're racing and the other guy can blunder. But here, he's just in the total headlock from Chessengo. So Chessengo can take his time and do whatever he wants. Probably now 28S advanced the dog into the E3 square, start advancing rabbits to get a stronger deadlock on that side. He has a free camel. There's nothing he can do about. So actually, if Chessengo just swarms, he can even potentially free his elephant. So really, Chessengo doesn't need to think too hard here. Dog into the E3 square is very nice. Advancing rabbits, swarming everything. It's all good at this point. He has total control, has two extra dogs, and P. Mertens is not threatening anything anywhere. Okay, now that move, 28S really surprises me. He wants to threaten the camel again. But once again, by threatening the camel, he offers a race. He also sacrifices the rabbit. Whoops! He did not sacrifice the rabbit.
Also a gold threat there.
There's a gold threat. Okay, so... Yeah. So Chessengo is just an attacking player. If a control player like me on 28S would have just cemented it and said, ha-ha, there's nothing you can do about this situation. Chessengo is an attacking player, not a control player. creates a gold threat, threatens the camel. He's going to try and bring about some decision. Certainly can't criticize that. But it will allow Chesnego to, make a stab at fighting for control of the C3 trap now. So the cat, the gold threat can be blocked. He can pop his cat up to E3 to protect his camel. Rabbit over to C2 to stop the gold threat. And then he even has another move, for, another two steps. Potentially he could use a step to get his elephant into the C3 square as part of a way to fight for control of that trap. Okay, he offered to give up his camel in exchange for a horse. I think Chesnego should just take it. Now, P. Mertens gets the horse, but Chesnego will get another rabbit, if not an immediate goal. Actually, that goal threat now is severe. Okay, Chesnego take the rabbit. Let's see, I'm not so good at these goal threats, but I think pushing the rabbit over rather than taking it is a stronger goal threat. So maybe 30S Chesnego could push the rabbit to E2 to prevent the elephant from getting there, and push the cat to D1. So those two sideways pushes just to create space for the silver rabbit. I don't know if it works, but that's the goal way of doing things. Of course, the trap control way of doing things is to take the rabbit and advance. So the horse could push the rabbit into the trap, and then the rabbit on G3 can advance to G2.
Oh man.
Okay, this is grim. I think it's actually
probably
horse.
Unstoppable now.
Because the horse, the silver horse, can retreat into the trap, and then the dog can pull out the rabbit. Yep. Looks like that's a forced goal. Goal in one, unavoidable. Okay, very interesting. So, little bit of fireworks at the end, but the strategy really goes back to the opening. Chesnego won the opening right away, got his horse behind the trap, and P. Mertens did not get his camel over there soon enough. By the time the camel came over to the trap, there was already enough of a swarm that gold could not retake control of the trap. And the key factor in that was the imprisonment of the gold horse on the H2 square that Chesnego engineered and maintained all the way to the end. I think the chance to make it a race, the last chance P. Mertens had for any kind of counterplay, although some kind of a desperate chance, but was to come through the trap on 27G, come through the trap with his camel, and make it some kind of a race, albeit probably a lost race. But when that race was declined, it gave Chesnego total control of the board. But unlike me, given total control, Chesnego decided not to squeeze for another 20 moves. Given total control, he finished it off in another 5 moves by playing very aggressive attacking Arima. Very impressive win by Chesnego.
I think Gene is in the Skype conference now, so we can ask any questions.
You want to give your impressions, John?
Gene, are you there? I see him lifted his
feet. Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Yeah, okay. Hey, guys.
Hi, Gene. How's it going? Good game.
Fine. Yeah, thanks. It went well.
So, on move 27, do you have the board open in front of you?
Yeah, I do.
So move 26S rather than solidifying your control of the F3 trap, you decided to dive through into C3.
Yeah.
Now, were you expecting P. Mertens to fight for F3 at that time, to come through with his camel? And if so, what were you planning to do? Come through with the camel to F4 and the gold horse to B4? Did you expect a move like that and have an answer ready?
I have my horse on B4, so did you mean on A3 maybe? Or I don't.
So I'm on move.
All right, got you.
27G, camel to F4 and horse to B4.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, No, I was expecting maybe a horse to C4 and rabbit to B3, but I think I can probably capture the horse on C6 next. But yeah, after your move, I think I still have shared control of F3 because I have G3 and F2. So as long as I keep control of F3 and have control of C3, I'm fine with that. So I don't know, just put a piece on F2 and try to capture on C3.
Very good. The fight does not look promising for P. Mertens, but that's what I was expecting there. So what did you think about the opening?
I don't like horse hostages with the elephants. So I can say I liked what Paul did.
So 5G, you think was already a mistake on 5G? To grab your horse hostage with the elephant?
Well, if it's a mistake, it's not a big one, but I don't think it's got any purpose because Gold has to release the hostage sometime soon. So maybe a small mistake here. I don't think Gold can do a lot with this hostage really. I don't know what you could have done as Gold, for instance, on 6, 7 or 8, but. Well, I think the mistake was to let me get the F2 square on move 8. So I think AG was the mistake, but I don't know what can we do on 7G or on 8G, for instance.
Not much that I see.
Yeah.
I just chatted with Paul in the chat room, and he has Skype, but he doesn't have a headphone or headset or microphone, so... if we want to, you know, get any words from him, we can switch over and look at what he says in the chat room.
Okay.
In fact, he has said that there's nothing he could do. Clear strategical superiority combined with wonderful execution. I humbly accept this loss was totally earned. So he tips your hat to you, and I have to say that from commentating, it looks like you dominated throughout, and there wasn't really any time at which you were in trouble or danger throughout.
Yeah, I think as soon as someone loses the control over a home trap, it gets really, really tough. So as early as on 9G or 8S, it's already very tough for Gold.
Yeah, I think 9G moving the camel away was definitely a critical mistake because he could have been fighting to bring the camel over already then. So that gave you more time at that point.
Yeah, because I can flip the F1 rabbit to E2, so that slows down things a bit, but I'm not sure whether it really loses a lot of time. Maybe I don't know. Maybe you're thinking about crossing over through first line, like.
No, I was thinking of initially threatening to cross over from the second line. So a dog into the C3 track,
right.
Followed by rabbit, and then the cat's over.
Yeah.
Threatening to come across on the second line, and not very promising. I mean, it's not clear to me how you can stop it.
Oh yeah, right. Okay, so I agree. Yes, indeed. So that's a better move. Dog up, rabbit up, and siding with the cats. And I think I would have just pulled the F1 rabbit into F3 and just released the F2 square.
So you would have retreated with your horse.
So I would have pulled the rabbit just rabbit pull. So that makes sense.
So just accept a small advantage. That's what you try to do when the camel is going to cross, when you have an elephant horse attack. And you can't stop the camel crossing. You always try to leave with the horse and hopefully leave with the rabbit along with the horse.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, very good. So he could have at least had just a small positional disadvantage of the rabbit pool rather than the large issue.
Yeah, you agree. So I was wrong. The position becomes bad after. I don't know, maybe after, even after 8G, it's not so bad. Maybe on 10G, moving the rabbit to D3 and trying to do something still with the camera, but anyway, it gets harder and harder.
It's getting worse and worse. Yeah, after that rabbit up on 9S, very difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit tough.
Do we want to open it up to everybody who's in the conference? If they have any questions or comments for Gene
or
Paul, go ahead and speak up. I guess we'll just have to sort of go by ear, and to avoid collisions or whatever. But I'll just open it up now. Anybody?
I have a question for John.
Go ahead. Who's this?
Do you make any moves that you considered to be better than some other moves that you thought of later? Did you at any point think, oh, I made this move when I should have made something else?
Can you just mention your name so that we know who you are? Because it's kind of
never mind. I'm never mind.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. So I'm not sure I heard you well. You're asking whether I thought I made a mistake at some point.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. If I made one, I didn't. I mean, there is nothing that I thought afterwards and regret it. So I don't know. I just don't know.
Okay.
Anybody else? Any comments or questions for Gene?
Yeah, I do have a comment actually. I just my name is should sound something like Jean.
Oh,
it's a very French sound. No one has an O sound, I think, besides French. So I mean, just say it like you want. But Jean is the American pronunciation.
How is it again? Jean.
Jean. Yeah.
Jean. Okay. Gotcha.
It's kind of tough to make when you're not French, but you got it, yeah.
Almost like John, but with a sort of a French twist to it, huh?
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, thanks everybody for joining. That was a great game, and I'm going to try to put the audio of this online somewhere. And I don't know if John recorded the video at all, if you did, John, I'll send you the audio as well, and see, maybe you could combine it, but
I didn't do it that time.
No problem.
I don't know if you saw my email, but last time it just failed, so I'm not sure what happened, but I don't have the video for last time.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. I'll put the audio for this in the previous game online somewhere and link it in the game room.
Okay, well,
it was great. And I just did the pairing for the next round and scheduled the game time, so you can take a look at that. And you have until like tomorrow evening to communicate with your opponent if you want to adjust the times before I finalize it. And so just want to say thanks for everybody to join this, and thanks a lot, Carl, for incredible commentary there. And like to also thank our sponsors for sponsoring this year's tournaments, board games for us, and also Z-Man games, and also everybody who contributed to the Arima Prize Fund. Thank you very much, and hope to see you all next week. Take care.
Thanks, Omar. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.